You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, this is Peyton Sweet. I'm from Texas. And I have, I would say, 2 to 3 stories. And I listened to the show, and I wanted to go ahead and say my part. Kind of see if you can help me understand it a little bit, because I'm still confused. It happened a couple of years ago, but I've never been able to bring light to the situation and understand why it happened. So it's in my grandparents' house. I lived there throughout my life. It was kind of like our safe place to go. Like whenever, say, we family split up, we needed a place to go, it was always there. And I had this one bedroom in the house. It was upstairs. And everything happened in this bedroom. There was never anything else in the house, any other room. Nothing ever happened but in this bedroom. So the first thing that happened, I was laying in bed and the lights were on and everything like that. I had my dog laying next to me and I kind of dozed off, but I wasn't asleep. I was halfway asleep, halfway awake. I was in that middle state, and something grabbed the door to my room and shook it violently. Like, you could hear it through the walls. And I know it wasn't a dream because the dog lifted its head up and looked directly at the door before I woke up. So the dog saw it first. That's how I know it was real. And so I was freaked out. So I kind of sat there for a second. And then I went, downstairs and I asked my family if they knew, or if they did it like they were joking around with me. Because they'd known about these things that had happened to me, and they joked around about with it, but I never saw it as a joke, and none of them ever heard it. And I'm telling you, this door shook so hard, there's no way you couldn't hear it in this whole entire house, but nobody ever heard it. So that was the first one that happened. And then there was this one night, I was laying in bed, I was all by myself. And I had my bathroom light on, and I had my TV on. Keep in mind, this is like a smart TV, like a brand new, just a newer TV. So I fall asleep, and then hours later, about 2:30, 3 in the morning, something grabs my leg. Like, I've kicked in my sleep before, and I know what a kick is, but a kick has never hurt. Something grabbed my ankle and pulled me down to the end of my bed, and it hurt my leg. Like, it hurt how hard it pulled me down. And so I lifted up, and I'm like, what was that? And, like, I'm sure you know, if someone puts their hand on you and they pull it off, you can still feel that pressure of where it was. And that's what I felt, that pressure on my ankle, like something was holding my ankle. So then I look up, my bathroom light was off, and my TV, I said it was a smart TV for a reason, because the TV screen was static. There's no way to have a static screen on a smart TV. It's not a thing. it doesn't work like that. So it doesn't make any sense to me why it would have happened. So after all that, I kind of like sit there for a second, get my thoughts together, and just like just realize what just happened. And then I start freaking out. So I stand up and I get to like the back corner of my bed. It's against two walls, and I kind of like look over the edge of the bed and I don't see anything. And I take one jump from the end of the bed to the light switch and I turn the lights on and I leave the lights on for the rest of the night. It was the scariest thing. That was the scariest thing that happened. But then after that, it was one morning. This is back when I was in high school. So I woke up. And my grandma came in there, and she was talking to me, and I told her, like, I didn't feel good. I don't want to go to school that day. And she was like, okay, that's fine. So I stayed in bed, right? Well, she had to take my sister to school. So she goes and takes my sister to school. I forget that she's gone. And this is my first experience of sleep paralysis. And that's what it is. I hear a lot on the show, these people seeing these figures, and it's sleep paralysis, what it is. I don't know if it's paranormal. I don't know the connections to it, but I know what it is. I've gone through it. And so all of a sudden I'm laying in bed, my eyes open, and I'm using my phone. My phone is like hanging above. I have both my arms up, and it's like over my face. So I'm using my phone like over my face, and all of a sudden my phone drops and I like flinch because my phone's going to hit me in the face, but my phone falls right through my face and through my body. My phone was never there. And then I look up and my arms are stuck by my side. I can't move. I don't understand what is going on. And I start freaking out because I can't talk. I can't speak. It's like something, like it's sitting on my chest and I can't move. I can't do anything at all. So then I look up and right by the door, there's this, it's like a figure. It's this black figure and it's dark. It is a dark figure and it's not a human. It's not a human figure. It's hunched over. It's probably like 4 feet tall, but its legs and arms are so long, but it's like crunched over into a ball. And I can see its hands. Its hands were so long. Like it had palms and it had fingers that looked like they were almost like a foot long each. And it just hunched over and it kept like, it would creep in. It would get closer and closer and like brush its hand against the door and just like come in super weird. So I'm trying to scream help from the top of my lungs. I'm trying and trying, and I cannot get it out. I can't get it out at all. And so then finally, it gets like right next to the bed, and I break out of it, and I scream help at the top of my lungs. And I'm laying in bed like petrified. I have no clue what to do. And I'm waiting for someone in the house to come to the room to just so I know that I'm awake and there's someone there. And then I remembered that no one is in the house. No one is there. And so I tell everybody about these stories and they think that it's just not real. It's a joke. But I'm telling you, I've seen all these things. I've felt all these things. I'm not too worried about the sleep paralysis because a lot of people go through that. But the things that happened like in my sleep in that one room, and I'd never seen anything else in that house besides that room. Until this day, I will not go back in that room. I will not sleep in that room because I can't do it. It was to the point where I was so scared. I had there was a closet in that room, and it was a double door closet. I would put a giant rock in front of those two doors before I go to sleep just to make sure those things would not open up in the middle of the night and scare me. That's how bad it was. Alrighty, thank you. That's my story, and I'd love to be on the show.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.